The Missouri State University Division of Diversity and Inclusion and the Faculty Center for Teaching and Learning are producing for basically the entire year, but doing a couple of special things for African and African American studies there for their speaker series and for Black History Month in general. Shattering the Silences is the name of the series, and heading that is Jemaine Abidogun, who is professor of history at Missouri State University. And this involves numerous departments on campus. And with you today is Patrick Marathi, a filmmaker and musician. And you're going to be doing a show February 23rd, Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6 in Plaster Student Union Theater. It's called Trauma and Healing in the Diaspora.
Yes.
Well, it'd be kind of a house concert format, really. What do you intend to do for this? What is your focus here?
Basically, the house concert format is something that I really enjoy, in terms of I get to tell stories behind songs and play
right.
these songs that are deeply personal.
It's not a formal concert setting, yeah.
Not particularly, although, yeah. You know, singer-songwriters do have shows where there's a combination of storytelling and music, but in this particular presentation, I'm also going to talk about documentary work that I did in Rwanda that focused on a gathering of 10 survivors and 10 perpetrators of the 1994 genocide, and also documentary work I did in Kenya that looked at healing from psychological trauma after the post-election violence in late 2007, early 2008.
Both of those documentary films dealt heavily with the idea of trauma and healing, which is
yes.
why, you know, they decided to have you do this presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be offering, I guess, video excerpts from one or both of the documentaries.
I will be showing video excerpts from both of the documentaries.
Okay.
But I'm also going to kind of sprinkle some songs. In fact, I have some songs that have been inspired by my experiences in Rwanda and in Kenya as well. But in addition to that, you know, one thing I emphasize is that this is more than just about the Rwandan or the Kenyan story. This is about the human story. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we move on with our lives? How do we heal after facing traumatic experiences?
Few people on Earth have dealt with more traumatic experiences than the people in Kenya and Rwanda and in Kenya both.
That's possibly true.
But everybody does at one time or another, or maybe many times through their lives, deal with serious traumatic issues, and it's a very important healing process that has to take place for people to be able to go on.
It does. You know, I think every human being, if you're a human being walking on this planet, then you've dealt with some kind of trauma.
Absolutely.
When you're dealing with some kind of trauma, you're going to. And,
yeah.
And you know, we get educated on doing well academically and in various other aspects of our lives, but very few of us get an education on trauma and stress and anxiety and how to best deal with stress and anxiety. And there are tools that we can talk about and that we can learn that can help us better deal with these incidences.
And with your music and storytelling, are you going to be hitting on those ideas?
I absolutely will. Yes, that's what I love about house concerts. You know, is that with the storytelling and the music, you get to have this communion with people in the audience. And during my house shows, I take the opportunity to share some of the stress relief techniques that were featured, for example, in the Kenya documentary, Kenya Until Hope Is Found. I emphasize that, you know, it's important for us to do things for ourselves that are loving acts toward ourselves that can, you know, get us to a place where we can, you know, more intuitively deal with life as it's unfolding. And these are things that, you know, we can learn one moment and forget the next.
Very true.
And so even for me, it's of benefit for me as well to talk about these things, because it orients my focus in that direction, as opposed to, you know, focusing on what I can think are the multiple problems that I or other people are facing.
So this is called Shattering the Silences, Trauma and Healing in the Diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
And it is February 23rd, Thursday, from 4 to 6 p.m. in Plaster Student Union Theater. Correct. And it is free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. You can visit diversity.missouristate.edu or call 836-3736 for information. This is, again, a year-round effort, Shattering the Silences series, to educate and give credence and a voice to important topics for the MSU campus, mm-hmm. and for departments and groups who need a forum to discuss matters of a local, regional, or national basis. Mm-hmm. Now, how should we proceed here? Would you like to do a song, or should we talk about you've got one other person coming in next Thursday also?
Yeah, maybe we could mention Dr. Roediger and then
right, Dr. David Roediger.
A good note.
Yeah, literally. Exactly. Dr. David Roediger, the Foundation Distinguished Professor of American Studies and History at KU. And he'll be here next Thursday, the 16th, in Meyer Library, Room 101, the classroom on the first floor, there from 4:30 to 6 p.m.
Yes, and we will have light refreshments as well. He will have his book there, Seizing Freedom, Slave Emancipation and Liberty for All.
Right.
And his work is both historical and contemporary. He actually works into his presentation how those race constructions that developed pre-Civil War and post-Civil War impact us today, and he gives contemporary looks at issues like the Mike Brown incident in Ferguson, right. and other ongoing issues today in our society. And so it is a very involved presentation. We are open for discussion.
He'll have copies of the book available for purchase.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the following Thursday, February 23rd, Patrick Murathy will offer Trauma and Healing in the Diaspora as a sort of house concert with music and storytelling and maybe even some tips on stress relief, sure. as you go along.
And discussions.
And discussion as well on Thursday, February 23rd in the Plaster Student Union Theater from 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, there will also be video excerpts from the two documentaries, the very powerful documentaries that you shot in Rwanda and Kenya over the past few years. And you have music for us right now. Let's listen.
Brought my slide guitar, and how much time do we have?
Just go ahead and do a song.
Beginning to end?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
why
okay,
not?
Wonderful. I'll play this song called Brother Blue, which I actually shared after the Freddie Gray incident, because as I watched it unfold on TV, it made me reflect on the circumstances that led to that violence or that conflict, but also I think as we see things externally, we can also pay attention to what's going on in our own lives and pay attention to the circumstances that lead to the conflicts in our lives and begin to take action to address that. So this song is called Brother Blue.
Right.
Here we go. Said my brother, brother blue, won't you lend me your ear? Said my brother, brother blue, won't you lend me your ear? 'Cause there's something that ain't going right over here. Take my sorrow, take my pain, and I turn it into war. Take my sorrow, take my pain, and I turn it into war. Well, this doesn't have to happen anymore. Thank you.
So my brother, Brother Blue, has you lend me your ear? Know that love is a weapon, has you lend me your ear? And that weapon, it will prosper over fear.
And you call that Brother Blue?
Yes, sir.
All right. And can people expect to hear that song next on Thursday the 23rd?
I believe so. I will be playing it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Shattering the Silences series here at MSU, Trauma and Healing in the Diaspora, with Patrick Murathy, filmmaker and musician, exhibiting both of his talents, actually, that evening, February 23rd from 4 to 6 at Plaster Student Union Theater. Thanks again to Patrick for coming in, and also for bringing your guitar, and to Jemaine Abidogan, who is professor of history at Missouri State University and is heading the Shattering the Silences full year series. Folks, appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right. Yeah.